Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, in the bottom shelf of that cupboard, there's another. Good morning, everyone. Good to have you here with another on another Read the Word. Excuse me. What an opening.
Bottom shelf of that cupboard, there's another.
There we go. Thank you. I left my Bible like way out in the car. All of a sudden, it's like, hey, you can't do that. So, good morning. It's Read the Word. It is Read the Word. It's another beautiful day here in North Dakota. And we're glad to have you with us for this awesome program that God gave us. I've done a lot of things in the kingdom, but this has to be one of the most enjoyable that I've ever done is this one right here. Mm-hmm. Because the Word of God is living. It's powerful. It's sharper than a two-edged sword. And yet, it's so filled with the exact answers that we need. It's so filled with the exact answers that we need. And so, whoops, hold on. As we've continually, wow, as we have continually gone through this throughout this year, we've seen such growth and development on the inside of us and such a greater understanding of God's holy word. So, after all of that, we say, welcome, Blog Talk Radio, our friends around the world. Welcome to all of you on YouTube. Good to have you with us today. And every day, while we're doing our Read the Word program. Get all these buttons clicked and make it work on a on a Saturday morning. Here we go. This is, today we're going to finish the story of Esther. Kind of left it on the cliffhanger the other day. Yeah. They've fasted and prayed and, Esther's literally having to save her whole nation. And thank God for Mordecai being where he's supposed to be. Everybody in the right place, doing the right thing at the right time. You know, when you look at the placement of the books of the Bible, now that we've read the Bible chronologically like this, you want to just create one, a book, you know, like this, that is an actual chronological Bible. Maybe you don't, but that's what I like. I keep thinking about.
Is there one?
I don't know. That more than likely there's one, but as is always the case in everything you do, you're like, well, yeah, that's like that. But if I did it, it'd be like this. And anytime you have that thought, it's because inside of you is the creative desire to do that process. You're an innovator. And you should look at that and begin to work that and say, wait, I could be this blessing to the whole world. Well, what if it just blesses 100 people? If you're doing what's inside of you and what you see to be a blessing, then that's the answer. And that doesn't have anything to do with Esther or Read the Word. That's just some good admonition on a Saturday morning. Here we go. Let's pray our opening prayer that we pray every time we come here. For those of you on Blog Talk Radio, it's right there in the notes of the program, and the same for YouTube as you watch it. If you go right down there to the notes of the program, you'll be able to see this prayer. Here we go. Father, thank you for Jesus' blood. that gives me access to come boldly to your throne of grace and help. We pray this prayer and make this declaration as your children, the heirs of God, as the body of Christ filled with the fullness of God, as ministers of reconciliation, as ambassadors of the kingdom of heaven, as kings and priests to God by the power of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, we, the community of faith, declare, thank you, Father, that you have filled us with your Holy Spirit. Flow, Holy Spirit, flow with your presence and power in our lives. We receive your guidance through this time of ministry, that all of our lives will be changed forever by the word of God, so that glory and honor will be brought to your kingdom through our influence today, in Jesus' mighty name. Now, I just forgot that I could share the screen and let everybody see the same words. That one little special button right down there at the bottom on the tray that says share. It's pretty cool on Zoom. It's green.
Yeah, they make it stand right out.
Here we go. Esther chapter 6. The king honors Mordecai. All right, now wait. I'm going to go back to Haman's plot. He's going to destroy them all. And he's going to hang them on a gallows. And if you don't know what a gallows is, it was a tall spear-like thing that they put you up on and ran it through you. That was a gallows. Not a hangman's noose like you see when we were kids, how you played that game. Man, what a stupid game to teach kids.
Yeah. Isn't it amazing?
Just had that thought hit me. So, Esther's given one feast. Esther's given another feast. And we're going now. Esther chapter 6. The king honors Mordecai. I love this story. This is a classic story of God kicking the butt, crushing the head. Not kicking the butt, crushing the head of the enemy. Chapter 6, verse 1. That night the king could not sleep. So one was commanded to bring the book of the records of the Chronicles, and they were read before the king. And it was found written that Mordecai had told of Bigthana and Teresh, two of the king's eunuchs, the doorkeepers who had sought to lay hands on King Ahasuerus.
Ahasuerus. I'm glad you're stumbling too on it.
There's no stumble. We're just, phonically speaking, we're tearing this word apart. Mm-hmm. Anyways. Verse 3, and the king said, what honor or dignity has been bestowed on Mordecai for this? The king's servant who attended him said, nothing has been done for him, king. The king said, well, who's in the court? Now, Haman had just entered the court of the king's palace to suggest that the king hang Mordecai on the gallows that he had prepared for him. I want you to think about this.
Mm-hmm.
Any time in your life where the enemy is setting up your destruction, God is setting up your blessing. You just got to be in the right place at the right time, doing the right thing with the right people. Even in the midst of the greatest pressure, just do the right thing. The king's servant said to Haman, Haman, is there standing in the court? And the king said, let him come in. So Haman came in, and king asked him, what shall be done for the man whom the king delights to honor? Now Haman thought in his heart, whom would the king delight to honor more than me? Haman answered the king, for the man whom the king delights to honor, let a royal robe be brought, which the king has worn, and a horse on which the king has ridden, which has a royal crest placed on its head. Then let this robe and horse be delivered in the hand of one of the king's most noble princes, that he may array the man whom the king delights to honor. Parade him on the horseback through the city square and proclaim before him, thus shall it be done to the man whom the king delights to honor. King said to Haman, hurry, take the robe and the horse as you have suggested, and do so for Mordecai. The Jew who sits at the gate, leave nothing undone of all that you have spoken. You know how you can see the color drain out of somebody's face? that jaw drop situation, like Haman took the robe, the horse, arrayed Mordecai, led him on horseback through the city square and proclaimed before him, thus shall it be done to the man whom the king delights to honor. Afterward, Mordecai went back to the king's gate, but Haman hurried to his house mourning and with his head covered. Now, I have a paraphrase in verse 12b. And went in and lay down his bed and sucked his thumb like a little baby. Verse 13. When Haman told his wife Zeresh and all his friends everything that had happened to him, his wise men and his wife Zeresh said to him, if Mordecai, before whom you have begun to fall, is of Jewish descent, you will not prevail against him, but will surely fall before him. Now, in the middle of the ignorance, the absolute demonic wickedness of telling Haman, yeah, you get a law made, they're looking at him saying, you're messed up. It's all over. 14. While they were still talking with him, the king's eunuchs came and hastened to bring Haman to the banquet, which Esther had prepared. I wonder if he was still sucking his thumb with his head covered.
See, this is where God exalts those who have waited on him.
Chapter 7.
In his ways.
So the king and Haman went to dine with Queen Esther on the second day at the banquet of wine. The king again said to Esther, what is your petition, Queen Esther? It shall be granted to you. What is your request? Up to half the kingdom, it shall be done. Then Queen Esther answered and said, if I have found favor in your sight, O king, to please the king, let my life be given me at my petition and my people at my request. For we have been sold, my people and I, to be destroyed, to be killed, and to be annihilated. Had we been sold as male and female slaves, I would have held my tongue, although the enemy could never compensate for the king's loss. King Ahasuerus, I'm going to get a phonetic translation, answered and said to Queen Esther, who is he and where is he who would dare presume in his heart to do such a thing? A king is only as good as his counselor. Get it in your heart forever. You have bad people around you, you're going to get a bad result. You have good people around you, you're going to get a good result. You'll have bad people if you treat them bad. You'll have good people if you treat them good.
Amen.
Verse 6. Esther said, the adversary and enemy is this wicked Haman. Haman was terrified before the king and queen. The king arose in his wrath from the banquet of wine and went into the palace garden. Haman stood before Queen Esther, pleading for his life, for he saw that evil was determined against him by the king. When the king returned from the palace garden to the place of the banquet of wine, Haman had fallen across the couch where Esther was. Then the king said, will he also assault the queen while I'm in the house? As the word left the king's mouth, they covered Haman's face. Harbona, one of the eunuchs, said to the king, look, the gallows, 50 cubits high, which Haman made for Mordecai, who spoke good on the king's behalf, is standing at the house of Haman. The king said, hang him on it, So the king hanged Haman on the gallows that he had prepared for Mordecai. Then the king's wrath subsided. But you see, it's not done yet. Because in their law, that other edict that he had put out was still in place. And it could not be changed. So the Jews are still in trouble. Watch what God does. On that day, King Ahasuerus gave Queen Esther the house of Haman, the enemy of the Jews. Mordecai came before the king, for Esther had told how he was related to her. King took off his signet ring, which he had taken from Haman, gave it to Mordecai. And Esther appointed Mordecai over the house of Haman.
There's the loophole God found for them.
Keep messing with God's people and see what happens to you. You know, it's real simple. Deuteronomy 28. But you have to read the Bible in order to get this. Deuteronomy 28, God said, I will bless those who bless you. And he said, I will curse those who curse you. You curse God's people, you're cursed. If you want to know what's going to come on you for being cursed by God, read Deuteronomy 28, verses 14 through 64. There's literally 50 verses of the curse that's going to come on you. You might as well just bless God's people and become blessed. Verse 3. Oh, Jesus. It's so easy to just preach when you get in the Word of God. Esther spoke again to the king, fell down at his feet, and implored him with tears to counteract the evil of Haman the Agagite and the scheme which he had devised against the Jews. And the king held out the golden scepter toward Esther, so that Esther rose and stood before the king and said, if it pleases the king and I have found favor in his sight, and thing seems right to the king, and I am pleasing in his eyes, let it be written to revoke the letters devised by Haman, the son of Hammedatha, the Agagite, which he wrote to annihilate the Jews who are in all the king's province. For how can I endure to see the evil that will come to my people, or how can I endure to see the destruction of my countrymen? King Ahasuerus said to Queen Esther with Mordecai the Jew, indeed I've given Esther the house of Haman, and they've hanged him on the gallows because he tried to lay his hand on the Jews. You yourselves write a decree concerning the Jews as you please in the king's name. Seal it with the king's signet ring. For whatever's written in the king's name and sealed with the king's signet ring, no one can revoke. Now, that's a man.
Yeah.
How much more God? When God seals it with his name, not a ring. Our covenant is written in the blood of Jesus, signed, sealed, and delivered with his name stamped on it. And Jesus is the name above every name. Verse 9. You open the word and then you just want to preach it for about 3 hours. So the kings, Esther 8, 9. King's scribes were called at that time in the third month, which is the month of Sivan, on the 23rd day, and it was written according to all that Mordecai commanded. To the Jews, the satraps, the governors, the princes of the provinces from India to Ethiopia. That's a big old chunk of the land right there. 127 provinces in all, to every province in its own script, to every people in their own language, to the Jews in their own script and language. And he wrote in the name of King Ahasuerus, sealed it with the king's signet ring, sent letters by couriers on horseback, riding on royal horses bred from swift steeds. It's the beginning of FedEx. But by these letters, the king permitted the Jews who were in every city to gather together and protect their lives, to destroy, kill, and annihilate all the forces of any people or province that would assault them, both little children and women, and to plunder their possession. The great wisdom. Well, you fight against me, I'll fight against you, and then take your stuff. One day in all the provinces of Hazaret on the 13th day of the 12th month, which is the month of Adar. Copy of the document was to be issued as a decree in every province and published for all the people, so that the Jews would be ready on that day to avenge themselves on their enemies. Couriers who rode on royal horses went out, hastened, and passed on by the king's command. And the decree was issued in Shushan, the citadel. Mordecai went from the presence of the king in royal apparel of blue and white, with a great crown of gold and a garment of fine linen and purple, in the city of Shushan, rejoiced and was glad. The Jews had light and gladness, joy and honor. That's our promise. And don't look up. And in every province and city, wherever the king's command and decree came, the Jews had joy and gladness, a feast and a holiday. Then many of the people of the land became Jews because fear of the Jews fell upon them. What do I have to do here? Just let me know.
How do I sign up?
Is there a membership? Does it come out of my bank account monthly, weekly? What do I have to do? When are the meetings? Every Tuesday and Saturday? That would be the Sabbath. What must I do? Verse 9. Wait, you know, we're saying that in a jovial manner, but you got to know that the history of the children of Israel has been told by the whole world ever since Pharaoh was wiped out by a bunch of slaves. They were just slaves.
Mm-hmm.
And
they beat him up and stole his stuff.
And in one night plundered their whole kingdom. And not only plundered it, but then the God of heaven healed them. All of their gods, of their land, of their crops, of their livestock, of their children, all of the gods that they served was wiped out. And the last god standing was the god of the water, of the sea. And so when they got there to that place to cross the Red Sea, that was the exact place of the god of the sea. So Pharaoh said, look, my God is done. Let him write to me. Yep. And then God crushed you and destroyed you by the false, wicked chunk of stone that you worship. Chapter 9. You got to keep holding up that sign. Read the word. Now in the 12th month, that is the month of Adar, on the 13th day, the time came for the king's command and his decree to be executed. On that day, the enemies of the Jews had hoped to overpower them. The opposite occurred, and that the Jews themselves overpowered those who hated them. I speak that done right now. The Jews gathered together in the cities throughout all the province of the king Ahasuerus to lay hands on those who sought their harm, and no one could withstand them because fear of them fell upon all the people, all the officials of the provinces, the satraps, the governors. All those doing the king's work helped the Jews because the fear of Mordecai fell upon them. Mordecai was great in the king's palace, and his fame spread throughout all the province for this man. Mordecai became increasingly prominent. Thus the Jews defeated all their enemies at the stroke of a sword, with slaughter and destruction, and did what they pleased with those who hated them. In Shushan, the citadel, the Jews killed and destroyed 500 men. Yeah, I don't... That's the part that just gets me. If you know this is getting ready to happen to you, why would you still say, I hate them? Except,
too much pride.
They're full of pride and arrogance.
Yeah.
And think about it. They're going to burn in hell. But you don't have to worry about the fire. You have to realize there's no characteristic of our God in hell. It's the absolute absence of all that's God. And no one on this earth has ever experienced that unless they have completely sinned in every way and are now reprobate. And there's no hope. And you're cold and you have no future. You have no hope. You have nothing. And I just say to you, if you still got any hope of love or doing good to somebody, that's God. You need to chase that and get out of this other thing. The other thing is going to cause you to spend an eternity without God's presence, without anything of God, for eternal damnation and destruction. And you won't ever die. You'll just suffer for eternity. Verse 7, 9-7. Also, Parshanadatha, Delphon, Asphetha, Petha, Paretha, Adelia, Eridatha, Parmashta, Arisai, Aridai, and Vajezatha. The 10 sons of Haman, the sons of Hammedatha, the enemy of the Jews, they killed, but they did not lay a hand on the plunder. On that day, the number of those who were killed in Shushan, the citadel, was brought to the king. The king said to Queen Esther, the Jews have killed and destroyed 500 men in Shushan and the 10 sons of Haman. What have they done the rest of the king's provinces? What is your petition? It shall be granted to you. Or what is your further request? It shall be done. Esther said, if it pleases the king, let it be granted to the Jews who are in Shushan to do again tomorrow according to today's decree. Let Haman's 10 sons be hanged on the gallows. King commanded this to be done. The decree was issued in Shushan. They hanged Haman's 10 sons, and the Jews who were in Shushan gathered together on the 14th day of the month of Adar and killed 300 men at Shushan. But they did not lay a hand on the plunder. The remainder of the Jews in the king's provinces gathered together and protected their lives, had rest from their enemies, and killed 75,000 of their enemies.
Wow.
But they did not lay a hand on the plunder. This was on the 13th day of the month of Adar. And on the 14th of the month, they rested and made it a day of feasting and gladness. Verse 18. But the Jews who were at Shushan assembled together on the 13th day as well as on the 14th. And on the 15th of the month, they rested and made it a day of feasting and gladness. Therefore, the Jews of the villages who dwelt in the unwalled towns celebrated the 14th day of the month of Adar with gladness and feasting as a holiday and for sending presents to one another. Mordecai wrote these things and sent letters to all the Jews near and far who were in all the provinces of King Ahasuerus to establish among them that they should celebrate yearly the 14th and 15th days of the month of Adar. And it's called the Feast of Purim. And they still celebrate it till this day. The Jews do.
I love that.
Isn't that awesome?
Yeah.
22, as the days on which the Jews had rest from their enemies, as the month with which was turned from sorrow to joy for them, and from mourning to a holiday, that they should make them days of feasting and joy, of sending presents to one another, and gifts to the poor. This is what God...
This is where our Christmas tradition was fashioned after, maybe.
You said the word Christmas on a religious program, and now we'll have a great war. 23, the Jews accepted the custom in which they had begun, as Mordecai had written to them. Because Haman, the son of Hammedatha, the Agite, the enemy of all the Jews, had plotted against the Jews to annihilate them, had cast Pur, that is a lot, to consume them and destroy them. But when Esther came before the king, he commanded by letter that this wicked plot which Haman had devised against the Jews should return on his own head, and that he and his sons should be hanged on the gallows. So they called these days Purim, after the name Pur. Therefore, because of all the words of this letter, what they had seen concerning this matter and what happened to them, the Jews established and imposed it upon themselves and their descendants and all who would join them, that without fail they would celebrate these 2 days every year according to the written instructions and according to the prescribed time. Matter of fact, you could look it up on the internet right now. When is the Feast of Purim in 2022? And it would tell you. 28. These days should be kept and remembered and kept throughout every generation, every family, every province, every city, that these days of Purim should not fail to be observed among the Jews, and that the memory of them should not perish among their descendants. Queen Esther, the daughter of Abihail, with Mordecai the Jew, wrote with full authority to confirm this second letter about Purim. Mordecai sent letters to all the Jews, to the 127 provinces of the kingdom of Ahasuerus, with words of peace and truth, to confirm these days of Purim at their appointed time, as Mordecai the Jew and Queen Esther had prescribed for them, and as they had decreed for themselves and their descendants concerning matters of their fasting and lamenting. So the decree of Esther confirmed these matters of Purim, and it was written in the book. Chapter 10. And King Ahasuerus imposed tribute on the land and on the islands of the sea. Now all the acts of his power and his might and the count of the greatness of Mordecai to which the king advanced him, they are all written in the book of the Chronicle of the Kings of Media and Persia. Now, that's not the chronicles we read. That's the kings of Judah and Israel. This is the king in the Chronicles of Media and Persia. For Mordecai, the Jew, was second to King Ahasuerus and was great among the Jews, well received by the multitude of his brethren, seeking the good of his people and speaking peace to all his countrymen. Now,
love it.
That is exactly how it makes you feel right there. Now, when you go to, I'm going to pull up my book. I don't know if I've ever showed you this. For those of you that like books and you like to study and develop in your understanding, I would recommend you buy this one, The Rose Book of Bible Charts, Maps, and Timelines. This is a very, very good book. Wait, I'll hold still. Snap a screenshot. You can go back and find this and snap a screenshot. It cost us $25, but it's just a really good book. It's just got so many helpful tools in it. And one of those tools is a timeline. I'm going to show it to you because I like to show things like this, that shows the Bible timeline from the beginning and then on up into Jesus' life. Now, what's the value of that, Pastor? What's the value is it helps you get an understanding of where things are located. And when you come down here to Esther, Esther was during the restoration of Jerusalem. And of course, you've got Nebuchadnezzar who was back, let me see how far back we're going to go here. Nebuchadnezzar, and then you had Nebuchadnezzar, Cyrus the Great, Darius, Xerxes I, Xerxes II, Artaxerxes. During the time of Darius and Xerxes is when Esther happened. This is during the return, the restoration of Jerusalem after the 70 years of exile for all of their wickedness. And then they came back. The restoration of Jerusalem happened for 100 years. And then there's 400 years of silence when God said nothing on this earth because of the continual wickedness of his people. You don't want that period to happen in your life. Every time we come here, we pray the prayer of salvation so that we know you have the right, the opportunity to be right with God. If you pray this prayer with me right now, and you mean it down in here, whether or not you understand it, you're like, God, I need you. This is the first step. That's all it is. The first step that gets you into the kingdom and gets God's blessing to begin to happen. Some of you are cold and hard, but for some reason you've begun to listen to this. And in the last 3 months, all of the work we've had to put into bringing this program to you has been pretty serious work. But we got it done. And I need you to just trust me. Seriously. Just pray this prayer. And watch the presence of God flood your life right now in the next 2 minutes. You ready? Here we go. Father, in the name of Jesus,
Father, in the name of Jesus.
I know I need you in my life every day.
I know I need you in my life every
day. And according to John 3:16.
And according to John 3:16.
When I believe in you.
When I believe in you.
You give me everlasting life.
You give me everlasting life.
I will not perish.
And I will not perish.
Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God.
Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God.
And you rose again on the third day just for me.
You rose again on the third day just for me.
Take your hands, put them out, and in an action, just do it. I receive you into my life, Jesus.
I receive you into my life.
All of your grace and your mercy.
All of your grace and your mercy.
All of your love and your righteousness.
All of your love and your righteousness.
Filling every part of my life.
Filling every part of
with
my life.
All of the fullness of God.
With all of the fullness of God.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
Fill me with your Holy
so
Spirit.
So I live in power.
So I live in power.
Understand the word of God.
Understand the word
pray
of God.
Pray in my heavenly language.
Pray in my heavenly
and
language.
Live a successful life.
And live a successful
as
life.
As a believer every day.
As a believer every day.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
And amen. And for every one of you who just prayed that prayer for the right reason, so that God would come in, you just felt the overwhelming presence of God come into your life. Quit resisting God and accept him. He just now came to live within you as your father, as your leader, as your blessing. Not God in heaven trying to force something down on you. God inside leading you from inside out. You don't have to join a church. You don't have to join a denomination. There's no club fees. It's not about a church service time, nothing. You just got God living in you. You'll need a preacher like me and some people like this to help you grow and develop in God, and we can do that. And we have many, many videos that I have a 2-year course that you can take. If you started at the beginning, just go all the way through it, your life would be transformed forever. And you'd be like, wow, what happened? You gave yourself to the word of God, to the instruction of a preacher, teacher in the anointing of Almighty God. His honest word, this isn't rocket science. This is, God, I let you in. I ask you to come in and be the king of my life. In Jesus' mighty name. Well, all of our stuff is right down there. Email address, website. And honestly, email me. I'll help you walk with God. Honestly, well, it's a very simple process. And we've helped many people. 46 nations of the world right now that we're helping walk with God. Isn't that something? In Jesus' mighty name. Tomorrow morning, we'll be receiving communion together right here on Read the Word. So make sure you like, subscribe, and hit the bell. So every time this goes live, you have the ability to know we're here. Now think about it. This is a playlist on YouTube. Go to YouTube, search Samuel J. Cottle. That's my name. And then write Read the Word after it. And it'll take you right to this playlist. When you get there, there's a little box over on the side. This side, and it's got a plus sign in it. Click plus, and that adds that playlist into your library. Anytime you're wanting to read the word every morning, go in there to your library. You can find that down here in the lower left corner of your YouTube app, and lower right corner, and say library, and then you go down there and you'll see Read the Word as a playlist. Open it up. You click play and it'll just continually lead you all the way through that to the very end. And it is 365 days of reading the word of God. And it'll be a blessing to you and your family. Till we see you again, this is what we have to say. Remember this. Jesus, we love you.
We love you.
And God loves you.
And Jesus is Lord. And just so we all know, the Feast of Purim this year was on Wednesday, March 16th and Thursday, March 17th. Isn't that something? Have a great day.
And thank you for searching it up.
You're welcome.
May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all.
Amen.
Amen and amen. God bless you. Blog Talk Radio. We'll see you soon.